A Canadian power company's bid to acquire Juno's privately owned electric utility has suffered a minor setback. As KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports, state regulators say Hydro One of Ontario will have to register with the state of Alaska, which restarts the regulatory process from scratch.
Hydro One applied to Alaska's utility regulator in September to approve its purchase of Juno's power company. The filing with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska offered a rare opening for public comment before the months-long acquisition is finalized. The commission received 34 comments, most skeptical or outright hostile, to AELNP's sale to the Canadian corporation. Hydro One and a sister entity requested the commission waive a requirement to obtain an Alaska business license. The RCA denied that waiver Wednesday. It wrote that the burden of registration is minor when weighed against the benefit to the public from the additional safeguards afforded by registration. RCA spokeswoman Grace Salazar said the company will need to start over.
His docket is closed, and if the entities file a new application, then we would start a whole new process. There may be a public comment period again.
AELNP and its parent company released a statement through spokeswoman Debbie Driscoll.
This is not a substantive ruling on the merits of the application. It's an issue that can be remedied by refiling the application after Hydro One and Olympus Equity LLC register as foreign entities with the state of Alaska.
The rebooting of the public process comes as the Juno Assembly continues to openly float the idea of making a bid for Juno's utility.
Since the clock on this has reset, we have an opportunity to do some more studying before we jump in and make sure that we can protect people who buy electricity here in the capital city.
Assemblyman Jesse Keel chairs the city's finance committee. The assembly recently commissioned an $11,000 study on the underlying issues involved in the power company's sale. That was discussed at length at Wednesday's committee meeting.
There was broad agreement that the city needs to have a role in protecting Juno ratepayers from unreasonable or unnecessary increases in the future. And with no local owner anymore, the risk of that goes up. But we didn't reach a consensus, take any votes about how to do that.
Renewable Juno, a nonprofit organized to promote carbon alternatives, has expressed reservations over the deal. The group's Danielle Redman applauded the RCA's ruling.
We're very glad that there will be more time to understand what this proposed sale means for Juno and what our options are going forward. And if the issue does come back before the commission, we'd like to see the Attorney General's office get involved and bring their resources to the table.
Until 3 years ago, AELNP had been locally owned for more than a century. It was sold to Spokane-based Avista for $170 million. Hydro One announced earlier this year it was buying Avista for a reported $5.3 billion. It will need state and federal approval to complete the deal. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.